Well, our pleasure to welcome into our studios here to start Mugs, Angela Hipp, mentoring coordinator with Community Connections. Welcome in, Angela.
Hi, good morning.
You've been here lots of times. This is your first time chatting with me.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate
you coming in. Got a lot of things to talk about this morning. First of all, a reminder that Community Connections offers several services, and a big one that you focus on is mentoring. And I understand right now you have a big need. You have a long list of people that want to be mentored, but not as many that make themselves available to do the mentoring. So talk about that a little bit, and maybe make it easy. It is easy, I'm guessing, to become a mentor and get involved in that way, and it doesn't take a lot of time, I'm guessing, either, right?
No, it doesn't. It's a big impact for a small amount of time. To be a mentor, you know, there's an application process, of course, and we do background checks, and we want to make sure that the people that come in to be mentors are in it for the right reasons, and that they're going to make the commitment, of course, and are also good role models, you know, people that can be healthy, good, trusted role models. So, but we do also want to, you know, encourage people that I think sometimes maybe people think, oh, I don't know that I could do that. I don't know if I have the skills. And just, you know, having caring for children and wanting to see them grow up in the best way possible is the biggest asset that you need to become a mentor. So we provide a lot of training around that and a lot of support. I think that, you know, whenever a mentor gets, you know, faces a situation that they're not sure how to handle, that's what we're there for, is to help support them through that. And, you know, the thing I always want to encourage people is that you don't need to know all the answers, right? We figure them out together. And what we want kids to learn is that's part of growing up, is that you don't need to know all the answers. We just figure things out together as we go, and that we take it takes a support system around you to be able to do that. So
a lot of times the best advice I can give somebody for relating to the younger generation is just listen to what they have to say. I mean, just treat them like they're on your level as far as maturity, even though, you know, they have grown up to do. But that I was appreciated that when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
For sure, that they gave credence to what I said and gave weight to it. Maybe didn't agree with it, but they at least listen.
Yeah, I think that's really excellent advice right there, too, is so much of mentoring is just listening and being there. Every year we do an evaluation process, and we send out surveys to all the kids in our program and all the mentors as well. And one of the things that kind of strikes me every year is that when kids say the best part about being in the mentoring program is just sometimes that somebody wants to spend time with them, that somebody cares enough to say you're worth spending some time with. And they don't really care what you're doing together. It could be you know, take them to the grocery store with you while you're picking up your groceries, or when you're walking the dog. It's really simple acts that matter. So we have about, I don't even know what we have. We've been having applications come in weekly, and 2-3 at a time. And what we're seeing right now is a lot of younger kids applying for the mentoring program.
Kidding. Like how young?
Kindergarten, first grade, graders, a lot of them.
Okay.
So if you love hanging out with little kids, this is a great time to sign up.
I think it'd be just as good, you know, we talk about benefiting the kids. I think it'd benefit the adults to get matched up with the kids.
I absolutely agree with that. I think it helps keep us all young. It's a great excuse sometimes to go out and do some fun things. I've had mentors say that too, like there's things they get to go do that they would have not done had they not had this child to hang out with doing it, right? Go take an art class together, or, you know, go play pickleball. Go to the Kids in the Park is this weekend, you know. it's a great thing to get to go do. So
if they're interested or if they just want, you know, maybe have some questions that have popped into their mind about this, maybe they're on the fence a little bit and want more information, they can always, I'm sure, call and talk to you to get more information on it.
Absolutely. I would love to have a conversation with anybody who's interested. It's not a commitment to do that, you know, just calling me up and saying, tell me more about this. Sometimes people, you know, do that and they choose that that's not the right fit for them, and that's okay. I just want to, you know, make sure that everybody gets the full information about what it takes. So, yeah, give me a call at 696-0975.
Mm-hmm. What is the time commitment? Some people may be wondering, can I fit it into my schedule? What do you ask for as far as spending time with the kids you're mentoring?
4 to 8 hours a month, so an hour a week.
A month, okay.
Yeah, an hour a week, 2 hours, you know.
1 to 2 hours a week, yeah. Basically, is what you're asking for.
So, yeah. And you know, we also are understanding that, you know, there's going to be weeks when you're not going to be able to meet with your mentee, and that's okay, too. My mentee is now in high school. We probably meet every other week now, and we do a lot of texting in between. So
there you,
know,
you go.
Bridge
that gap between face to face.
So that we're keeping in contact, that she knows I'm there, that if she wants to talk about something, and with her, like a lot of the time, it's we go and get some food together and we sit and talk, and we just somebody's interested in what's going on in her life.
It's good because a lot of times kids, I mean, they'll tell, you know, other people that they trust a lot more or different things than they would tell their parents. Maybe they don't feel safe to share things with their parents, but, you know, their mentor, once they develop a trusted relationship, they would share some things. Maybe.
Yeah, exactly. You really get it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I think that mentors are a support system for parents a lot of times, too, because sometimes we can't, you know, we're in a different role as a parent where a mentor can understand and hear what a child's going through and doesn't have that pressure of, you know, whatever you do is a reflection of me. It's so you can really listen in a different way. So.
Exactly. So there is that. You want to touch on upcoming activities and you've got a Lego night coming up on
so
the 22nd.
Part of our program is, you know, providing these monthly activities that can support our mentoring pairs. And so we do probably 3 or 4 activities a month that we plan. Some of them, though, are open to the public. So this is a great way for people to come see what the mentoring program's about. Or if you just have an interest in one of these and want to bring your child, that's great. Lego night will be at Bethel Church on April 22nd. This will be our second time doing this. The first one was such a good success. Pastor Strecker kind of helped organize that, and he's just amazing.
They just bring their Lego. Everyone just brings their own
Lego
sets, or do you provide them?
He provided them all. He had somebody donate them. And,
oh, great.
It's a huge amount of Legos. And so last time we did it, we had everybody build something that represented a place in North Platte that they love.
Cool.
Or a place that they'd like to see in North Platte. And so we had some really fun
things. Take some pictures after they created their...
We put them all together and we made a village. So that was great. This time we're going to make cars and we have a track that they're going to get to race them on. So encourage you to come on out to that. If you have a child that loves Legos, come join us. So
and you got a positive impact workout at the Nebraska Athletic Club coming up the 19th.
We do those monthly and on a Saturday from 1 to 2. So encourage people to come down to that again. This is open. We've had kids as young as probably 3 in this class.
What kind of workout are we talking about here?
Tommy does a lot of why do I forget my words sometimes?
Aerobic cardiovascular?
You go through the stations and you kind of, you know, go through.
There's different types of workouts?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I'm just forgetting my word. But, you know, like you just have to kind of run through the obstacle course. That's what I was looking
for. Obstacle course. Gotcha.
Yeah. So
running and jumping.
Yeah, a lot of things. But then he gets some using the kettlebells once in a while or, but just really, you know, a healthy, fun time. It gets kids moving. And sometimes the adults, too. If he gets us pulled in, too, and which is good for us.
But
it gets kids into a gym environment, gets them feeling comfortable in that environment, gets them thinking about being healthy and movement. So
we need that. We need a lot of that with so many of our activities being screen activities these days.
Yeah.
For sure.
We have kids that come regularly. They love it. Just encourage people for that, too. It's a great way to come and see what the mentoring program is about. And again, these are free activities.
The 19th from 1 to 2 at the Nebraska Athletic Club, and then Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
Well, it is May 5th, but this event is a couple days prior to May 3rd.
This will be our third year doing this with Hope Esperanza downtown on the Bricks, and it's been a great success every year. And we do this along with West Central District Health, and there's a few other groups that are helping out. But such a fun family event. It's from 1 to 6 on May 3rd.
And that's a Saturday.
It is a Saturday. We have some folkloric dancers coming. They've come every year.
Cool.
We have lots of food vendors and local artisans that will be set up.
There'll be plenty of food. I don't think you have to worry about that.
No, there will be lots of food. We do a pan dulce walk. We have lots of pinatas.
Pinatas, yes.
We made those a few weeks ago.
What do we break the pinatas with?
We have this amazing stand that Jacob Bear with Hope Esperanza made for us the first year. And so this great stand that the pinatas hang with and, the good old broomstick, I think.
A broomstick, okay.
So,
I always think bats, but, you probably want to. Broomsticks probably be better choice.
Yeah, I think it's more
for
like
kids
that.
Especially.
Probably about 16 pinatas this year that we made, so we're excited.
What are in these pinatas? Do we have any?
I don't know. I'm not
candy, maybe?
Probably candy, but I'm not the one who fills them.
All sorts of good stuff.
I leave that up to someone else.
Unbreakable stuff. We know that.
Yeah. It's fun. There'll be a couple new things we're hoping.
Chili contest and Grito.
Yeah.
Contest.
Yeah, that's some kind of. I'm learning too. So it's a kind of a call. Have you heard this before?
No, I haven't heard of a Grito.
No, so excited to see what that looks like. I'm excited for these new events. So, just check it out. I think it's a great thing to come on down to and celebrate Cinco de Mayo with us.
Yeah, just come downtown on May 3rd and 1 to 6 p.m. So you don't have to spend the whole time there. Just pick a portion of your afternoon to come down and enjoy it. And hopefully
come check it out.
Cross your fingers and toes on the weather.
Selling raffle tickets. This is what helps provide the event. Covers the costs of it is these raffle tickets. We like to keep this to be a free event to the public. So encourage people to, you can call me. We can arrange for you to get your raffle tickets. But there's some really great prizes. I think Sustainable Beef has provided a grill, the movie theater, Wild Bill's is graciously, and lots of restaurants in the area. Dawson Tire, San Pedro, Szechuan, Famous Foods, Margaritas, Noel's, lovely. So
good.
Fun events.
Sounds like real fun celebration there. And you also wanted to thank Brenda at UNL Extension for the activity they had on Monday of this week.
Yeah, she came over and we did waffles four ways together. So she
can
did
you do
that.
You can do waffles four ways.
Yeah,
can't
we did
you,
a
huh?
pizza waffle. We did apple waffles. We did banana blueberry.
Man, I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. And so we do that. That's our first Monday of the
month.
Let's
do that in studio next year, okay?
So it's our impact night, and that's one of our activities. It's just for our mentoring pairs, and we have dinner together, and we do something educational always. So So just those are the kind of fun things that we do together. So.
Great, great. You got Mentoring Awards that Mentor Nebraska is going to be holding on April 23rd.
Yeah.
Third virtual awards show. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Mentor Nebraska is a statewide program that covers all of the, you know, they help support all of the programs in Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And they do this virtual, they do this awards thing presentation every year. And we just want to encourage people to check that out because there just might be somebody from North Platte getting an award this year. So it's not officially.
I detect some inside information.
I think so, that I'm not allowed to actually say yet,
no.
But we're very excited about this. So.
Can't reveal until the day of the show.
No. So, you know, watch for information about that, too.
They can watch that on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube.
Yeah.
And where do they go to register?
There's Mentor Nebraska's website. You can register, and that's just to get you a reminder. You don't need to register, but you can also check out our Facebook, and we will post the link to that. That, again, is April 23rd at 12:30.
Facebook.com/MentorNebraska.
Yeah.
And then you wanted to issue a quick reminder of a drug take-back event coming up on the 19th.
Yep. 19th from 11 to 1 at Baumgars.
Baumgars, yeah, I was going to ask you where that took place. A good opportunity to clear out your cabinets of expired medicine.
We've been really seeing an increase of people showing up to those, and so we really appreciate that. Yes.
Very good.
Very great. So.
And United Way supports that event.
They support all of us at Community Connections, and so we know that United Way is in the middle of fundraising, and one way you can donate to them is, of course, on Giving Day. You can donate to Community Connections or to many local nonprofits, but United Way is definitely one that supports a lot of nonprofits in this area, and so we want to make sure that we continue to support them.
Absolutely, and you have a Giving Day coming up in May.
Yeah, May 7th is Giving Day locally, and so, again, just encourage people to look.
Is that where they make purchases? Is it online or just supporting the local stores by purchasing things?
Nope, it's local nonprofits and Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation runs that.
Okay.
It's a big, big day in North Platte and Lincoln County.
They just go to their websites?
There's lots of local, I'm not even sure where you can go donate now, but Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation, you can go down there. You can write one check and donate out, you know, to several different nonprofits at one time. You can do it online. We encourage people to give to us, of course. We really depend on these donations so that we can keep doing this kind of work, keep our drug take-back events, and keep the mentoring program going.
Yeah, I mean, while you do get some funds, I mean, you rely on local people I don't know if you can call it a blast of giving or something. You need these events to kind of supplement what you're trying to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's what helps us do it to the fullness that we do. And so we do really appreciate every donation we get.
Okay.
$10 on that day is a great. It means a lot to us. So.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if a lot of people give, it's going to add up for sure.
Yep.
Angela Hipp, Mentoring Coordinator with Community Connections, has been our guest. And what's your address again?
We are in Nebraska and Bank downtown, 121 North Dewey.
Okay. Got an office there, and they can just Google Community Connections and find your website real quick and learn more about all these things we talked about, I'm sure, as well as all the other things you're about, huh?
Yeah. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
All right. We'll look forward to speaking with you in May, getting updates on how all these things went.
Yeah, sounds great.